She came over and told and told me that so and so was bad sick.
All right, before we maybe talk a little bit more. So talking about the sickness. We talked about sore throats and stuff. Let's talk some other parts of the body, okay? Let's see. How about just right here? What do you call this?
Your forehead. And you may get a sinus attack, and the sinuses above your eyes will give you a bad time. And they'll close up your head. You can't breathe good. And if you could only loosen the snot up in the sinuses and let it drain out, if you hopped a little bit, you might draw it down and get rid of that sinus trouble.
Okay. How about you go to the barber for what?
For a haircut. Or a shave or a shampoo.
Okay, if he shaves you, then he's shaving what? Your what?
Your face. Shaving the whiskers.
Okay. Or if it grows.
Cutting the hair off your face.
Okay, and if you let it grow out, what's that called?
A goatee. Okay. Or a mustache.
Uh-huh.
And with the mustache, if you have patience, you may grow spikes on the end or points and have a very distinguished mustache. If you let your sideburns grow down, you may get what the English would call lamb chops below the ears. Mm-hmm. And it seems it's a custom now for goatees, mustaches, and sideburns.
Okay, another for goatee, that's here, right? How about if you had it full all over your face? Is there a different
name? A beard.
Beard, right.
Or a full beard. If it's, it could be a partial beard, or it could be a full beard where the entire face is covered.
Okay. And what do you hear with?
With your ears.
Okay. And what's the one? Okay. Okay. The one on that side of your body is which ear?
My left ear.
And the other one.
And my right ear.
Right. Okay. And how about what you drink your coffee with? Or what you speak
with my lips.
Okay. And or everything together like this.
My mouth. It goes into my mouth, and I tongue it a little bit and swallow it down my throat.
Okay, so the throat is the inside of here, but this right here is the outside.
The neck. Where the jugular vein's exposed to the outside. And if you keep that covered, it'll help keep you warm in the wintertime. And if you're in a knife fight, you protect your jugular vein from getting cut from ear to ear. They say they'll cut your throat.
Right.
And they do that because you would bleed to death quickly.
Okay, and inside your mouth, your
teeth.
Okay, what's one of them called? What's one, just one called?
A tooth.
Okay.
And they're set in your gums with your tongue back of them.
Right. Okay. How do they measure the height of a horse? It's also a part of your body.
By hands, a horse is many hands high, and they'll stipulate the number of hands. Each hand represents a dimension of measurement.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you close your hand,
you make a fist.
Okay. And if you close both hands, you're holding them both up to someone, then you have two.
Two fists.
Okay, I talked about rheumatism. What's that? That's what you heard.
Amazing.
Amazing?
Yes. Most people do not have that control. They have control, but they can't get the two.